Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, if you're interested in a base model iPhone 18, which isn't shipping until early next year, a new report might give you pause. Ming-Chi Kuo reports that the iPhone 18 will reportedly feature 9 gigabytes of RAM, up from the 8 gigabytes of RAM used in the iPhone 17. For context, previous rumors said the base iPhone 18 would have 12 gigabytes of RAM, but perhaps now due to the current industry memory crisis, 8 gigabytes is now planned instead. The iPhone 17 Pro, for example, already has 12 gigabytes of RAM, and the iPhone 18 Pro is expected to match that as well. But this raises an important question about support for iOS 27's top features. The iPhone 17 is missing out on iOS 27's most powerful on-device AI model, which powers features like the ability to customize the Siri AI voice. That's because that more powerful on-device model requires 12 gigabytes of RAM. The running theory was that the iPhone 17 would miss out on the features, but Apple would update the RAM in the iPhone 18 to allow support in its most affordable models. But now it's looking like that might not be the case, again due to the ongoing memory shortage. Next up today, according to Bloomberg, OpenAI has hired Paul Mead, who had been in charge of Apple Vision Pro and Apple's Smart Glasses initiative. Bloomberg describes him as Apple's top executive in charge of the Vision Pro headset and smart glasses. He is set to depart Apple this week and will then immediately start at OpenAI's hardware division. He will work on OpenAI's upcoming family of AI-powered devices. Mead led the Apple Vision Pro hardware engineering team for 7 years and has also been leading Apple's efforts to develop smart glasses that are expected to be released next year. With Mead's departure, many of his responsibilities will now fall to Fletcher Rothkopf, his longtime deputy who is in charge of design for Vision Pro and smart glasses. During his time at Apple, Mead was also an iPad manager in 2010, before then becoming head of iPhone program management in 2012. He then joined the Vision Products Group in 2017. Finally, the report notes that Mead's decision to leave was the result of reshuffling that came from John Ternus's appointment as Apple's next CEO. Apple chip boss Johnny Cerruggi became chief hardware officer, replacing Ternus, and initiated what's turned out to be a controversial shakeup of Apple's hardware engineering unit. That led to a number of vice presidents under Ternus being given new roles and some executives feeling like they had been demoted. With Cerruggi taking over all hardware, Mead and several other hardware leaders now report to Tom Mariep, the new vice president of hardware engineering, rather than reporting directly to Cerruggi like they did before. Mariep now reports to Cerruggi, effectively pushing many of these other executives down a level in the organization. That led to Mead leaving for OpenAI, and the jury is still out on whether it will lead to other departures as well. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Summer travel and vacation season is in full swing, and if you travel with your MacBook, you're carrying your digital life with you. iCloud helps keep your files in sync across devices, while Time Machine protects you locally. But if your laptop was lost or damaged while traveling, would you have an offsite backup? Backblaze runs automatically and creates separate backups of your entire Mac in the cloud, including external drives. You set it up once, and then you are set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for offsite protection. Try it for free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Rounding out today, Apple's highly anticipated foldable iPhone is launching this fall, but a new report claims you might have to wait a little longer and save up a ton of money to actually buy it. Macworld says the iPhone Ultra, or iPhone Fold, will be announced alongside the iPhone 18 Pro models in September, but will ship later in the year. The report cites anonymous sources familiar with Apple's supply chain, explaining that iPhone 18 Pro models are further along in mass production than the iPhone Ultra. The report likens the situation to the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 launch in 2017. Apple announced the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 at the same time, and the iPhone 8 was released a week later like usual. The iPhone 10, however, didn't ultimately ship to customers until November. But the report notes that the difference in launch times between the iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone Ultra might not be as dramatic as the gap between iPhone 10 and iPhone 8. The report says the iPhone 18 Pro will hit stores immediately after Apple's September event like usual, with the Ultra following just a few weeks later. In April, Bloomberg had reported that Apple was operating with a plan to release the foldable iPhone at the same time or very soon after the iPhone 18 Pro. The report noted, however, that timing wasn't final and could change. Finally, the Macworld report also corroborates expectations that the iPhone Ultra will be expensive. The report says, quote, "While details about the final price are still somewhat unclear, our sources believe prices for the iPhone Ultra could reach as high as $2,500, depending on configuration," end quote. This is primarily due to the foldable display and the hinge, both of which are key components that we've previously talked about as complicating the iPhone Ultra mass production. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.